Open phones, 537-1350, the number to call this morning on News Radio KMAN. It was announced last week by Riley County Public Works Director Leon Hobson that the state and Riley County could be working together on one, maybe two different roundabouts that could be installed on Highway 24. And they're both to the northwest of Manhattan. The intersection of Highway 24, Tuttle Creek Boulevard, with Seth Child Road, K-113. And then also another one there at the intersection with K-13 coming off the Tuttle Creek Dam. Potentially from roundabouts, one would be, I believe the one at Seth Child Road would be an estimated construction project of $1.7 million. And the one at K-13 off the dam would be a rough estimation of $1.5 million. Those are just estimates. These are really, they're state projects because they're both state roadways. They are both Kansas highways. And so the state would be looking at doing this, but it is a project that is of a tremendous amount of importance to people in Riley County because many of us are the ones who are the most frequent drivers in that particular area. And those two intersections have had more than their fair share of bad accidents for one reason or another. And almost all accidents, most accidents are caused by people that are doing something they probably shouldn't be doing. Maybe ignoring a red light or not looking, not yielding. But we've had a number of fatalities over the last couple of decades in those areas, some really bad wrecks. A lot of people have been very seriously injured. And a roundabout, we've proven here that roundabouts are a much more safe way of getting through a challenging intersection. We've seen that to downtown. We've seen it on Scenic Drive. It's kind of fun. You know, I'm coming into town. I drove through four roundabouts before I got into really like the city limits over there. taking the two there at Scenic Drive and K-18. And then, of course, the new one there, that Anderson. And that is they have done such a nice job with the design of that roundabout there. Both of the ones along K-18 are both well done, too. I mean, it's a little crazy, I guess, in some respects. But for a safety perspective, I think that they're both well done. Now, the Diverging Diamond, have you any thoughts on what you like about that at Fort Riley Boulevard and K-13 on the south there by the Riley County Police Department and Target and Briggs? It seems to be working well. I haven't heard anybody complain about that. I mean, you follow along with what you're supposed to do. There are lights there. It seems to get through. Now, this is going to be probably the most interesting time is when newcomers come to town from the west for K-State football coming up here in 3.5 weeks. So if you have any thoughts on roundabouts or some of these traffic I don't even know what the appropriate word, but to be talking about some of those, but some of those applications for the roundabouts or, you know, that Diverging Diamond, if you have some thoughts on that, 537-1350 is the number to call. You had a call there with a question there, Nick, or does have somebody on the line? Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus. Open phones.
Good morning, Dave.
Howdy. What's happening?
Inverted diamonds.
Inverted diamonds.
Yeah, whatever they call it. I think it was a big waste of money. It seemed to be working what we had. And that's kind of confusing, especially for the people out late at night. I think there might be an issue, but who knows till the students get back.
Well, I think the whole goal of the Diverting Diamond there at Seth Child Road and K-18 is to have a smoother flow of traffic, especially, I think, you know, when we have a lot of high traffic days from the west coming
right
in.
But, you know,
and there's been a tremendous amount of backup, you know, when we had stop signs there.
Can I talk here, please?
Yeah.
I drive around a lot. I do a lot of that. And what was there was working. I don't know how much money we spent on it and how long it tied up traffic. I don't see it as an improvement myself, to be honest. That's the only reason I called.
Okay.
Off there.
No, there's one thing you and I will agree on here. The one thing... Okay, I'll talk and I'll let you finish, all right? The one thing I agree on is that we just had that improvement down there, what, 6-7 years ago? And then now they want to do the diverting diamond, and now that it's installed, you know. But the improvements that they made there, only 5 years, that seemed like, that's where I felt like that there was a waste of money. It didn't seem like it really had enough time to, like, maybe what you would call recoup on that investment.
Right. And then, well, what are we going to do a new roundabout over there for Grand Mirror? That's a joke. It's so little, it's just poorly planned and conceived.
And the difference here is that that is a city project.
And that was a county.
And that's a state project down at Seth Child and KET. That's a state project. They're the ones that drove that whole thing.
Either way, they're still taking our money to go do it, is my point.
It's all our money.
Yeah, well, if it's need and want, if it ain't broke, why fix it? But I got my 2 cents in. I feel good today. Thank you, Dave.
Well, I'm glad that's all it took. Appreciate your call this morning, 537-1350. I don't have a problem with the diverging diamond. I think I think traffic flows smoothly through there. Coming from the west, if I wanted to go north, that was always seemingly one of the more challenging ways. You know, you'd have to wait forever, it seemed like, you know, to be able to proceed through a light. And I think that it's a more free-flowing design. The engineers have stated that that's a free-flowing design. But here, once again, you know, my big disappointment with that was that, you know, it just seemed like we had gotten that project finished. And then here we're doing something new. But
I agree the pattern is a little odd to when you first look at it. But mm-hmm. I've had no issues getting through there. And it seems like it works pretty well. But
the first diverging diamond traffic way that I crossed through was over at Junction City at Highway 77 there at Interstate 70. And I think it is perfect for that. I think it's an ideal scenario there. And this one isn't any different. I think it's a pretty good design. I just thought that, you know, hey, spending that much money so recently, and it had only been like 5-6 years that the previous traffic flow aspects were improved upon. That was just basically new ramps and lights. And that's all that was. But now the diverging diamond kind of has that little flow through there. So it's a, you know, you got to pay attention.
And regarding some
you
of those.
You should be paying attention when you're driving.
Of course. Regarding some of those state roundabout projects, I feel like that the one near the dam could be a sizable roundabout if they end up making it just based on the size of those streets. That could be a big old little traffic feature there.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what that design would be and how it differs because, you know, with both of those, you really only have with the intersection there at 113 South Child Road, you only got three directions there. You got northbound, or, you know, the southbound 113. Nothing's going to the north, which that's kind of interesting. The one problem that I've had with the intersection there is that it's just not well lit. I mean, if you're driving at night, and I've got a nice pickup, and it's got good lights on it. It's if you're not familiar with it, you can go right past that ramp to turn south onto 113. It's just not very well lit. That's always been my biggest complaint. KDOT, you know, during my time with the commission, we had asked about that. Can we get some lighting improvements there? No. And I, you know, lighting improvements aren't that expensive in the grand scheme of things. But that never happened. But with a roundabout there, you know, considering how many accidents that we've had there, especially coming off the dam, those both would be good. And especially with the state picking up the construction part of it. The design, I think, was going to be something that the county, if I remember right, I believe that's what Public Works Director Leon Hobson said. And Leon, correct me if I'm mistaken here, but I believe that the county was going to be providing some assistance primarily in the design. Designing those things isn't cheap by any means. Let's take our final break of the show. It's In Focus, open phones time, 537-1350. The number to call at News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is